You've worked hard since you arrived in the city, gained loads of experience, developed your skills. Everywhere you look, you see something you helped build. But now, you're looking to the future. And maybe you're thinking about where you come from. In Ireland, we need planners, carpenters, plumbers, roofers, engineers, architects, site managers, and more. We need you, with all your skills and knowledge, to help us build thousands of homes. You've built the world. Now come back and build the home that built you. For more information, visit gov.ie/buildingIreland. Brought to you by the Government of Ireland.
The Hard Shoulder.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range. Celebrating 100 years of passion for the road. Recharge your soul.
Now, a certain advert in Ontario has caused US President Donald Trump to end trade talks with Canada. Mark Carney, the Prime Minister, is trying to strike a deal to ease US tariffs, but Ontario Premier Doug Ford has been behind this new advert, which uses excerpts of a national radio address from the former US President Ronald Reagan in 1987. Have a listen.
When someone says, let's impose tariffs on foreign imports, it looks like they're doing the patriotic thing by protecting American products and jobs. And sometimes for a short while it works, but only for a short time. But over the long run, such trade barriers hurt every American worker and consumer. High tariffs inevitably lead to retaliation by foreign countries and the triggering of fierce trade wars. Then the worst happens. Markets shrink and collapse, businesses and industries shut down, and millions of people lose their jobs. Throughout the world, there's a growing realization that the way to prosperity for all nations is rejecting protectionist legislation and promoting fair and free competition. America's jobs and growth are at stake.
Well, I'm joined now by Brian Lilly, Chief Political Columnist for the Toronto Sun. You're very welcome to the programme. So Trump took straight to his Truth Social. He's absolutely infuriated, disgusted by these ads, and he has said that's the end of trade negotiations here, that's the end of the talks. What is the reaction, not amongst politicians there, but amongst the members of the public to this ad and to Trump's ire?
It's, well, we're still sorting it out. I mean, this just happened last night, and not to be too stereotypical, but when I was on your show, when you visited Toronto in May, we met at PJ O'Brien's pub here in Toronto, and that's where I was last night having a pint with my brother when a friend texted me Trump's post. It was just after 10:30 in the evening here, and I couldn't believe it. And the reaction has been pretty steady, but he's really dividing Canada. So just to give people a sense of this ad didn't air in Canada or in Ontario. Doug Ford was spending $75 million Canadian to advertise this into the United States. It was showing up on Fox News. It was showing up on the World Series, which kicks off tonight in Toronto, funny enough. He was putting it in all the top places that Republicans might be watching to try and convince them, hey, you should let your guy know this isn't helping. So there are people who think that the ad was obviously working and Trump is irritated because of that. There are people that say Ford the buffoon, he shouldn't have done this, we should become the 51st state. And you've got people that are saying, well, we should just be stopping all trade with the Americans, and you know, Trump's a bully and we should walk away from him. So a real divide. I'm getting this in my social media comments, in my inbox, which is quite active this morning on email. And I don't think Canadians know what to do, which is probably fair. What do you do with Donald Trump? I'm someone who is not, you know, one of the militant anti-Trumpers. I try and take people as they are and where they are and say, okay, how do we get what we need? But I'm not sure how we do that with him at this point after this. This was not an aggressive ad. You just played it. The ad's like a hug between friends. It's Ronald Reagan in his very folksy way saying, hey, here's why we shouldn't fight. Here's why we shouldn't have tariffs. But I think the ad may have been working. He called the Ronald Reagan Foundation and said, you guys have to do something about this. They falsely claimed that Ontario should have sought permission to use it. They don't need to. It's public domain. And they claimed that it was edited to misrepresent Reagan's views? Not at all. In fact, it neatly summed up his views. They took a 5-minute address, put it down to 1 minute, and summed up Reagan's views on tariffs quite well.
You're saying some people want to walk away from Trump, walk away from America, but 75% of Canada's exports go to the United States. So clearly that is not going to be realistic, and it's not something that can be achieved in the short term. And we have seen Mark Carney, who won his election by going out there and saying, I will stand up to Trump, in the last couple of months, kind of changing his position towards Trump, I think, softening his position, trying to engage in more dialogue, more friendly, almost even banter with him. How is he, do you think, going to respond to this? How is he going to navigate sort of keeping those Canadians on side who want to give Trump the two fingers and negotiating with Trump so that you have a deal that doesn't damage Canada?
Yeah, well, Carney left for Malaysia this morning. Canada and the United States both go to the APAC and the ASEAN conferences in Asia every year. We are Pacific nations, so it makes sense for our leaders to be there. And there was talk that they might even get announce a trade deal while they were there. That's clearly off the table now. You mentioned the 75% of our exports that go to the United States. To put that in context, when Canada was still part of the British Empire, in the late 1890s, but that's the height of the British Empire. The sun never sets on it. We only sent 66% of our exports to the whole of the empire. And now we send 75% to the United States. We're more dependent on the United States than we were on Britain when we were part of the empire. That tells you the level of integration. So we can't simply walk away. And as much as Mark Carney has said we need to expand trade with Europe, well, we've got the free trade agreement with the European Union. And there's 10 countries inside the EU that have not ratified it, meaning it's not fully implemented. And Ireland is one of them. So France is another one. Italy is another. Greece. And some of it is due to our own oddities in Canada. We're very protective of our dairy industry. And so... those trade deals that could be going forward, we're the ones blocking them, whether it's with Ireland, France, Greece, or Germany. We don't have a free trade deal with the UK since they left the European Union, again, because we're trying to protect our dairy industry for milk and cheese production. So it's difficult to pivot away from the United States when you keep telling other countries that want to do trade with you, well, yes, but not the way you want to do trade.
So do you get a sense behind the scenes, sorry to cut across you, that there will be efforts, diplomatic efforts, perhaps at that conference in Asia that they're both traveling to appease Trump, to get him back on side here?
Well, look, they have to. It's the biggest game in town. It's why everyone wants to play in the American sandbox. It's why countries are willing to go with some tariffs, even if it's not what they had before. When I was down in Washington a few months ago, I had senators talking to me about the fact that we might just have to accept a global base tariff of 10% on everything, that might be the best solution. Right now, Canada has next to no tariffs on the vast majority of things because of our longstanding free trade agreement that goes back to Ronald Reagan and Brian Mulroney. Will we leave this with that? I'm not sure. And I say that not just because of Donald Trump, but because the view in Washington has changed so much. And just like, 10 years ago, you went to Washington and both parties, Democrats and Republicans, were gung-ho about China and doing trade with China and bringing China into the global trading order. Now they're both opposed to that. And now both parties are also more protectionist. It used to be the Democrats were more protectionist. We live next to them. Trust me, the Democrats are always trying to put tariffs on this, put tariffs on that, be protectionist. Well, now the Republicans are as well. And so whether Trump is replaced by one of his own party or by a Democrat, I think not only Canada, but the whole world is going to face a different trading arrangement going forward. This is not just a Trump moment. So everyone thinking, just wait him out, think again.
Very briefly, Brian, how might halting these talks affect businesses in Canada in the short term?
It's all about uncertainty. And so there's companies that operate on both sides of the border trying to make investment decisions right now. And if they're not sure that they will be able to trade unimpeded with the United States. They're not going to set up shop in Canada. They're going to move their production, as many of the auto jobs have, down to the United States. And so that hurts us.
Yeah, well, we see how Donald Trump has been trying to cool some of the trade tensions with his visit to the East. So I'm sure eventually this will blow over and those negotiations will start again. But Brian Lilly from the Toronto Sun, thank you so much for speaking to us on The Hard Shoulder.
The Hard Shoulder
with the MG Hybrid and Electric range, celebrating 100 years of passion for the road. Recharge your soul.
AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at Rubrik.com. That's Rubrik.com.